The sky was growing pale.
I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
Basically, we're an orchestra for hire, mostly catered to rock bands and pop artists who are looking to add an orchestral flavor to their music.
They're called the Magic Magic Orchestra. That's magic with a K both times. Mina Choi started the group in 2008 when she was getting her master's in composition at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music.
So if a band is working on a new record, they just know that we want strings, we're not sure how many strings, we're not sure exactly where, and we're not sure exactly what we want them to play, we just want them to be there.
The ensemble pulls from a roster of very busy Bay Area freelance players, like clarinetist Annie Phillips. Phillips also runs their children's outreach and deals with scheduling and personnel.
We have a lot of fun, and it's something I've never expected to do as a clarinet performance major, which usually is a little bit nerdier than playing with rock bands.
But Phillips says musicians are musicians.
A lot of the players are conservatory trained, and a lot of us are pretty heavy freelancers. But we're not only interested in classical music, so a lot of the people, you know, like play in a band or they listen to a lot of indie rock or pop music.
The group is the house orchestra of singer-songwriter John Vanderslice's recording studio, Tiny Telephone, but they also make concert appearances in various incarnations. Founder, Mina Choi.
We have all the orchestra groups represented. Sometimes people are like, oh, do you have like accordion? And I'm like, well, I know an accordion player. He's not like officially someone that would call part of Magic Magic Orchestra, but that's probably the only instrument where I was like, oh, we don't really have accordions on our roster.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.